Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
The Bird Show.
You're trying to do something good, Mo. No good deed goes unpunished.
There it is again. It's so true.
But you scarred your friend into never working out again. That's impressive.
I think I scarred him for life.
Did you really?
I really do think I did. And as I'm telling this story, I want y'all to try to envision what's the absolute worst thing that could happen to you in a gym.
And break a sweat. I perspire. Then I have to wash my hair. Screw up my whole hair washing schedule.
The hair routine is ruined.
I immediately go to something like bodily fluid, like your stomach is upset or something like that.
I think it's worse.
Oh, wait. Oh, I was thinking the same
thing. Worse.
Like you go down for like a deep squat and then all of a sudden you hear,
oh, yeah, you're
right. And then everyone in the gym looks at you, or maybe not because everyone's got AirPods in.
Yeah. True. Much rather have any one of those things happen to me than what happened to him.
Really?
Oh my God. In the gym this weekend. Yes.
Did he get his period? Did he bleed on his leggings?
I think he would have preferred that as well.
Wait. Because whenever I see these like gym fails, you want to make sure the person's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you can't help but laugh.
That's exactly what happened.
I don't want to ruin this for you.
Oh, that's exactly what happened.
Did it involve a treadmill?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
How do you always know?
I don't know.
So I never thought of this happening in a gym. I don't know why I never even considered it. Never thought it would be a problem. But boy, did it become a problem this weekend. So, good friend of mine who has been wanting to get in the gym for a long time, for a very long time. And he's dibbled and dabbled a little bit, but he's just never committed to the bit. And he comes to me in recent times and he's like, yo, I met someone and I really want to take my workout routine more seriously. So I'm like, that's awesome. Whatever motivates you, whatever gets you there, let's do it. And so he calls me and he says the next time, because I was actually in a slump myself. And that's for anybody listening. Everyone goes through slumps.
Yeah.
Every single individual who goes to the gym goes through it. A lot of people think you don't when you've been doing it for years consistently, but it happens to the best of us. And I was in like maybe a 1 or 2 month slump.
Yeah. So for me, it always happens like if I get sick or I'm under the weather and then I miss a couple of yoga sessions and then you realize how nice it is to be lazy.
Yes.
That's how it starts. If I'm under the weather and I miss 1 or 2 classes before I know it, I'm like a month or two in and I haven't gone.
It's a momentum thing.
Yeah.
And you just got to ride. So a lot of people don't know how to get that momentum back to being in your good graces. And so it was tough for me, but I did what we've talked about doing and I never did it before, but I finally went to the gym for 15 minutes.
Really?
I normally got 30 minutes or more. I said, if it's 15, if that's all I can do, that's all I can do. So I went for 15 minutes. The next day I went for 20. Next day I went for 25. And then I'm back in my groove, my normal groove of things. So it does work. So he called me and told me, since you're back, the next time you're in the gym, I want to go with you. I'm not making any excuses. Nothing is stopping me. I said, bet. So it was Friday. I normally don't go on Fridays, but I'm trying to get my situation back. So I went on a Friday. I called him. I said, I'm going to the gym in an hour. Expecting him to have a whole different excuse. He did not. He showed up. He pulled up. He was ready to go. So I'm like, all right, let's go. So we go downstairs. We're in the gym and we're warming up. We haven't even started the workout yet, right? It's about three or four people in this gym with us. That's another thing. It's normally empty, especially on a Friday. A Friday, I'm usually safe. But for whatever reason, it's like there's a couple in there and then there's another person in there and we're all working out. So I wait for them to get off the treadmills because there's only a couple treadmills. And I told them we're going to start by stretching and then we're going to get on the treadmills. He said, cool. Right after we finish stretching, we get on the treadmills. Now, I'm walking because I don't run until the end of my workout. I start off by just walking. He didn't want to listen to me.
Yeah, loosen up them joints, man.
Exactly. He's like, nah, I'm going hard, right? Like, I'm going hard.
So why is the man who never works out not listening to the man who does work out?
This is how it always goes.
Okay.
Every single time. Try to make up for lost time. He feels like this is going to do something because he hasn't worked out in a year. So he's going hard. Yeah, I see him going up level 3, level 4. He's like, we only running for a couple of minutes, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, so I'm going to break this sweat. Seems like right after he says that, all the power goes out. The power goes out in my apartment often, a little more often than I'd like it to. But I never considered what would happen if the power went out while you were running on a treadmill.
You would hope that the treadmill was built in a way that it would just steadily slow down.
That's what I thought.
No.
It does not.
It just stops?
It just stops. I don't know if that's the treadmills we have, but... So
no matter how fast you're going,
yes.
If you're like a gazelle on this thing,
yes.
And the power goes out, it's just gonna
That's
stop.
It. So much so, I Googled it because I was like, do we just have like bad treadmills? And no, Google told me no, that's how most treadmills are designed, that you have to be very careful of that, which again, I've never thought of. But yes, if it stops, it's stopping. So I'm walking on this treadmill and the power, and it was like a second of, okay, maybe it's going to be okay. But I think that's because I was walking. It was very easy. Like, I tripped a little bit. I stumbled, but I caught myself.
Yeah.
He did not. I think he was doing at least level 4. And I saw it happen. I saw, like, almost like his knee, it like, hyperextended a little bit. But it didn't completely, but it looked like it did. The step he took. And then he fell. He, like, collapsed almost. And he hit his head on, like, the corner of where the handle turns into the machine part where you press the buttons.
Uh-huh.
And fell backwards and rolled off the treadmill and just laid there as if life, as we knew it, was just over.
And it's all dark.
And it's dark now, yes. But the people saw, like, and heard the fall.
Oh, yeah.
And I bust out laughing. I did. I felt bad, but once I saw him move, I couldn't hold it anymore.
Once you knew he was alive.
I knew he was alive. And I'm like, come on, man. Well, get up. What are you doing? He just laid there. He got up. He had a little knot on his head.
Oh, from where he hit the treadmill?
From where he hit the treadmill. It was like you can see the knot literally kind of like swelling in and out.
Like a cartoon
it was
red. Character
yes.
When it starts to move.
Yes. And it was like starting to move a little bit. And he didn't say a word to me. Like he just got up.
Well, that's
like,
not your fault that the power went out.
I think he was just over it all.
Oh.
I don't think he didn't really blame me, but I just think he didn't want anything to do with anybody in this moment.
And that was just the warm-up. You guys didn't even work out.
We didn't even work out. So the lights came back on, I think, maybe 30 seconds later. It wasn't that long. And I looked at him, and I said, let's go. We got to finish. He just grabbed his towel and his keys, and he just walked out the gym.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.